With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wisconsin fishing opener is just over a week away. There are some new regulations in place anglers need to be aware of. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
This winter and spring have been unusual across the state. Lakes had their earliest ice off dates on record, and then a late winter storm had ice rebuilding across the north. Despite this, director of DNR's Bureau of Fisheries Management, Justine Haas, says fish are right on schedule.
And we're getting back into what normally spring looks like, a sort of warm, cooler temperatures, and the fish are really starting to get back on track with and do what they're supposed to be doing at this time of the year.
Haas expects walleye to have finished their spawning by the fishing opener on May 4th. There's a new regulation in place that will reflect what anglers in the northern third of the state have been working with the last couple of years. There's now a statewide 3 walleye bag limit per lake.
This does not change the regulations or bag limits on waters that have a limit that is currently less than 3. So some lakes we have a bag limit of 1. This does not increase those lakes to 3. They remain at 1. And this also does not change your personal daily bag limit. Your personal daily bag limit for walleye will remain at 5.
There are new regulations regarding self-registration for small fishing tournaments and multiple musky minimum length limits in lakes across the state. We have a link to the latest regulations at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The Wausau Police Department will get a new fence around its parking lot this summer. The city council approved spending ARPA investment interest for the project. Police Chief Matthew Barnes says there have been too many incidents in the last few months where officers have been put in danger they may not be ready to face.
Known individuals that participate in criminal activity in our parking lot, filming our cars, filming staff's personal vehicles.
Barnes says that includes when they are in their squad cars, which constitute a mobile office space.
They're getting all their paperwork, all their reports ready, and they're very distracted while they're in our parking lot. And having individuals in the community who might not have positive intent approaching them while they're distracted in those cars puts them in danger.
Barnes says having a secure parking lot has become standard for departments across Wisconsin.
It's unfortunate that this is the case, but any modern new police department being built is absolutely coming with a fenced-in area for squad cars and for staff vehicles.
The $210,000 project will go out for bids. Barnes expects work could begin later this summer. Wisconsin women have made progress in closing gaps when it comes to being elected to public office. Some voices worry the movement might slow down as candidates see increasing levels of threats and harassment. Mike Moen reports.
The Brennan Center for Justice recently issued findings that detail the threatening behavior those in the political arena are experiencing now. Women were 3 to 4 times as likely as men to experience abuse targeting their gender. Erin Villardi of the advocacy and assistance group Vote Run Lead says this creates more unfairness in areas such as resource planning for a campaign.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Ann Villardi says because of the worsening climate, the threats are extending to almost all other candidates, including conservative white men. She and other researchers call on party leaders to strongly condemn political violence. They also recommend that each state implement stronger protection for office holders. And Villardi says it's not just women candidates and incumbents having to deal with this behavior. Women working as top aides and political journalists are subject to more hateful rhetoric these days.
This is something that permeates women in politics, not just for the folks that are stepping up to lead, but for the ecosystem of women around them.
And if more women decide not to run or seek re-election as a result, Villardi says this means there will be fewer opportunities for gender equality in leadership positions in state legislatures and Congress. She urges constituents to send messages of support to women office holders as they weigh these challenges and their political futures. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
A Wisconsin prison inmate charged with killing her cellmate has pleaded not guilty to first-degree intentional homicide. Her cellmate, Cindy Schultz-Yedis, had been convicted of killing her husband in Marathon County. Taylor Sanchez, a 28-year-old inmate at the Techita Correctional Institute, entered the plea Tuesday during her arraignment in Fond du Lac County Circuit Court in the death of Cindy Schultz-Yedis. The 68-year-old Schultz Yeezus was beaten to death on July 19, 2023, in the cell that she shared with Sanchez. Sanchez was charged in January. Wisconsin Department of Corrections records show Sanchez was serving a 2-year sentence for battery out of Kenosha County. Farmers in the Badger State are ready to grow. The Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover planted several varieties of potatoes this week. It's all part of their goal to bring agriculture education resources to the community. After facing a mild winter this year, Central Wisconsin farmer Steve Borzella says they could use some more moisture.
It really hasn't impacted it too bad, but we need the moisture for the seeds to germinate, which it's dry and it's been windy, a lot of blowing of topsoil. So it really hasn't had too much of a factor. We were able to plant a lot, but we need the moisture. We need some more rain. We didn't have enough snow, so we need rain.
Most of the potatoes planted at the Exploration Center this week will be used as an educational item. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.